Chances are, when you remember a favorite summer, there's a song that goes along with it. In 1957, it might have been Elvis Presley's Teddy Bear. In the summer of 67, maybe your fave was Windy by the Association. In 1977, there was the Emotions hit Best of My Love. Hearts Alone ruled the airwaves in 87, and so on. But has there been a song for the summer of 2001? As this season winds down, NPR's Netta Ulaby took that pop quiz to the streets.
There's a public pool in Washington, D.C., where swimmers do their laps to the strains of John Coltrane. But the kids playing in the sunny shallow end say the songs that defined this summer for them are not immortal jazz standards. Vacation is nearly over for Chris Bacchus, who's about to start fifth grade. He says he loves summer because he can listen to music whenever he feels like it. Chris and his 8-year-old sister Whitney believe that Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On is the song of the summer.
Is that your chick? People you know 20 years ago. Now with the Billy, now with the chili.
The favorite part I like about her is that she sings well, and I like people who sing well and sing good songs, but not bad words in it or anything.
Who's that bitch? People you know.
In a gigantic shopping mall across town, 16-year-old Nasi Kariyashi and her fellow sales clerks have been stuck inside for months working summer jobs. They'll associate this experience with Get Your Freak On forever.
Like, if I hear it, I'll be like, oh my god, I remember working at Dream Machine and working to this music and stuff. I'll like totally think about the whole summer and stuff.
Even if you think, like, if you hear it from like a year from now, you'd be like, oh, this reminds me of last summer.
Mm-hmm. At Jean Machine, corduroy jackets dangle like autumn leaves in a denim forest. But Nasi and her co-workers cling to summer's remains. Just mention Get Your Freak On and they're dancing.
It's just a beat. Yeah. I think summer song is all about fun and beat. It's not about
something you'll remember.
Right. Like,
it's catchy.
Yeah.
These girls are fans of MTV's Total Request Live. Bob Cusbit is the show's executive producer.
People want to party, and so the summer videos have a real upbeat, light, wild vibe, and a lot of these things are set at parties.
Including Get Your Freak On.
It's sort of like Attack of the Swamp People meet a giant hip-hop party.
But Cusbit says Get Your Freak On actually is not the summer's definitive song. The problem for the music industry is that there hasn't been one song that defines the summer of 2001. No dog songs, no thong songs.
It was a classic battle this summer between a couple of very popular boy bands, NSYNC and Backstreet.
Getting tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out?
NSYNC's song, Pop, might sound like the last gasp for the battling boy warriors. A desperate defense against charges that their kind of music is dead. ...22-year-old Tim Rawls, who works at a D.C. boutique surrounded by nightclubs, didn't buy pop, and he hates Get Your Freak On.
Because that monotonous, like, tweaking sound in it, gets on my nerves. I like the beat in the back, and I think the song would be fine if it didn't have that, like, stupid sound. But, you know, that's how most of the music is on the radio, and that's why I don't listen to the radio, because most of the music that you hear these days is trash anyway, so...
The coiffed clutch of interns hanging outside agrees. They don't necessarily like the summer's music, but they've all heard it. Summer records actually tend to come out in spring. By June, most of the hits have fallen into place. Train's Tears of Jupiter was released in March, and it's squatted on the charts all summer. 22-year-old Rachel Presson says her response to the song has changed.
Your friends are like, oh, I really like this song. So you're like, oh, okay, I'll listen to the song, and you kind of get into it. And now I've heard it, like, literally every time I get in my car, I hear this song, and I'm kind of like, can I deal with the song? And I'm getting to the point where I can't deal with the song. And all I remember is that someone pointed out to me that it's a ridiculous song because it's about fried chicken. Your love fried, deep fried chicken.
Can you imagine no love fried, deep fried chicken? Your best friend always sticking up for you.
Record sales are down for the first half of 2001, and that may be partly why the summer lacked a mega hit. Last summer, NSYNC smashed sales records with their album No Strings Attached. This year, though, they're singing a different tune.
Man, I'm tired of singing.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.